WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everyone, and hope you had a great weekend back here on a Monday. John Dingus along with Dalton Barrett and Coffin Brian. Hi, Coffin. How are you?
Like dead Coffin?
No, like coughing.
I've only heard him cough once today, so we're already better than last week.
Isn't it the worst thing you've ever heard
it's
in your life?
It's very scary, yeah.
And then he bends over, and then it gets even worse.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's because I got to get it out.
He didn't have any trouble doing football last week. That was good.
That's good.
Yeah. I was ready though, just in case. Hello again, everybody. I was ready.
Always ready.
I'm always ready.
Nothing like bronchitis, buddy.
It's bad.
And pneumonia.
And hard to get rid of. You had walking pneumonia then, I guess.
Yeah, just a touch in the right lower lobe of my right lung.
No, your lung had a lobe.
I guess it does.
I don't even know what a lobe is.
I don't either. That's the first I've ever heard that. We've got some football this week. Stewart's Creek is going to be at Blackman. Hydrate. Be sure to hydrate if you're going to the game.
Why? Is it going to be hot this week or
it's
something?
It's going to be hot, hot. Hot, hot. 5 days until MTSU football home opener with Tennessee Tech. And it's 7 days until Labor Day. I can't wait for Labor Day.
So,
We
are off that day. I've done a little research. Our lobe is defined as a roundish and flattish part of something, typically each of two or more such parts divided by a fissure and often projecting or hanging. So I guess it just means the bottom of your lung.
He's got a little hanging flab right
little,
there.
Yeah.
And we just thought it was on the body. It's inside his body, too. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I got it. Hey, it's getting close to, as we get closer to fall, it's getting close to daylight saving time. Pennsylvania is trying to pass a law that just do away, you just keep daylight saving time all year long.
Believe it when I see it.
Yeah, that's what they're trying it.
Well, some areas do that. So why doesn't Tennessee?
We're Tennessee. That's why. We follow the law. November 3rd is when daylight saving time changes. Fall back, gain an hour.
Well, that's one way to maybe force the issue. Just all the states that want to do that, go ahead and adopt it at the state level. And then nobody will know what time it is anywhere.
There's only one thing I wish they would change it, where if you're going to change it, you're going to fall back, do it before Halloween. Because you have trick-or-treaters like in the broad daylight. I mean, like, yeah. You know, it's kind of...
Which is probably safer.
Well, yeah, of course it is, but, you know...
But who cares about safety? That's not what we're about.
You can't wear a Michael Myers mask and hide in your bushes.
You can't wear a cool Batman costume and stand brooding.
Because it takes away from everything else
you're Batman, but it's broad daylight.
Nobody trick-or-treats anymore.
That's true. Everybody's trunk-or-treating.
Yeah.
I guess churches started that.
Yeah. Churches, the square does something, don't they?
Yeah. You know, like big malls and stuff like that.
For little kids, it doesn't do away with the other, you know, 14, 15-year-olds that go around your neighborhood.
I guess
you
not.
Know, it's true.
And you can't leave candy out because they just grab the whole thing.
Remember, he doesn't live in a neighborhood, though, so nobody's going to his house.
I wouldn't go to his house even if there if he was in a neighborhood.
You wouldn't?
It's not the Grouts that stole Christmas. It'd be, you know, the Grouts that stole Halloween. Can you imagine little kids coming up to his house?
Get away!
First of all, Rosie attacks. Okay,
it's a fake holiday.
You hear three dogs barking all at one time, and Ladybug is in his on the top of his neck.
Oh, he could go as a pirate, and he could have her on his shoulder like a parrot.
Dress her up like a parrot, yeah. And I don't know what Skeeter'd be doing.
Lady want a cracker?
Skeeter'd just be yep.
He likes to sit on my arm too. It's weird.
He's got one on his arm and one on his shoulder. Arr.
You won't be able to do that for Skeeter for long, though. I think Skeeter's going to get a little bigger than Ladybug. I do.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think so?
I don't.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I thought Chipper would always be a cute little puppy, but no!
He might. He is very long now, though. That's what I've noticed about him.
He is growing this way.
Yeah. He's not growing tall. He's got little stubby legs. And he's bow-legged, too.
Is there
anything really wrong with...
There's nothing wrong with stubby legs on dogs. Chipper has stubby legs.
Well, I mean, that's the dachshund coming out in him. But,
you know, what I like about Huey, he's got the face of a dog that you love. I mean, he doesn't look vicious. Have you ever noticed that? Big dogs, they don't look vicious like that.
No, except for like pit bulls, I guess, kind of.
Yeah,
look,
pit bulls, yeah. But Huey, he's a lovable
old. He's got a sweet little face.
Yeah, he does. We've got weather coming up next. It's 6:17. It's the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a sunny and warm start to the work week, starting with today with sunny skies. We'll have a high near 98. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 69. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 100 with sunny skies. Tuesday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday, being sunny with a high near 101. Wednesday night, we'll have a low around 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
Heritage South Community Credit Union is giving back to our community. In August, we will donate $50 to the school or teacher of your choice if you're approved for a loan. Combined with our great loan specials, there's never been a better time to move your loan to Heritage South. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more. Remember, at Heritage South, we help when others won't. Only on certain loan types, restrictions apply.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Stop by one of our four Rutherford County locations after your Friday night football game or your Saturday soccer games. This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm sitting here with my son, Jack. Jack, what's your favorite food at Toots Restaurant?
It's still those chicken fingers and curly fries, Dad.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
Looking for great deals on name brand clothing, furniture, and more? Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall downtown NHC building in Murfreesboro. Our competitive prices and quality selection make it easy to find exactly what you need. And here's the best part, 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, helping over 70 families a day. When you shop at the Garden Patch, you're not just getting a deal, you're making a difference. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note, the Yankees outscore the Rockies 10-3 with Aaron Judge hitting a pair of home runs, numbers 50 and 51 on the season. Third time in his career, he's hit the 50 home run mark in a season. New York now a game and a half up on Baltimore for first in the AL East, with the Orioles losing to the Astros 6-3 Sunday night. Alex Bregman and Yenner Diaz hitting back-to-back homers for Houston. They've got a 4.5 game lead on Seattle atop the AL West. Guardians beat the Rangers 4-2. Cleveland now has a 3-game lead atop the AL Central on both Kansas City and Minnesota. The Royals lost to the NL East leading Phillies 11-3. Twins lose to the Cardinals 3-2. Dodgers get a Mookie Betts 2-run homer in the 8th. Beat the Rays 3-1. LA still 3 up on Arizona atop the NL West. Diamondbacks did keep pace with a 7-5 win over the Red Sox. Arizona has won 6 in a row. Brewers on top in the NL Central lose to the A's 4-3. USA beat Chinese Taipei 2-1 in the Little League World Series Championship.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 6:21, and we are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month. That's as a donation, and they support hundreds of nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.org. Talking about little doggies and Boy, you know, since Chipper and I had our little run-in when, you know, you bit me, he's been an angel. Been an angel. We've also figured out the screen door to the end, the covered. I go, stay. Then I hit the door. Whoosh, he goes, boom, right through there. I mean, it's amazing how wonderful he's being trained. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
So,
could you see Huey going through a screen door, though? He would collapse the door.
Oh, yeah, he would tear straight through it.
Yeah.
You have to have the whole door open.
Yeah, well, you do. You got to pull it all the way back.
You think he'd bother the outside screen or anything? You know, you think he would?
No, we have screens outside, and our windows are low enough where he can touch them.
He's a smart dog.
Yeah. Now, if the window's open, he'll jump through the screen, I'm sure, to get out.
I think my dog has multiple personalities.
Which one?
Skeeter.
Oh.
Yeah. He's going through some puppy stuff. He'll be all lovey-dovey, and then all of a sudden you'll hear, rawr, and it's like World War III going on.
I think he came from somewhere strange. I think Skeeter did.
He's entering into his teenage years.
I think so.
Teen Wolf.
It's my first boy dog.
Well, there'll be some growing pains with it, yeah.
But then he'll quit being a puppy and he'll turn into a dog.
But if you think you've got it bad, just think how Ladybug feels.
Oh, I know.
I mean, she probably
just looks at me like, "What have you done?"
She's probably going to be put on medication, you know, just to handle it.
She already is, I'm pretty sure.
It's time for our song of the day. We're starting a new week. I can't wait to find out what the topic is, or is it just random songs?
No, so we are looking at the top 5 biggest country hits of the decade 1960. So these are the biggest hits of the
60s. Oh, we're getting really specific. Okay. Oh, the 60s. Okay.
Yeah. The 5 biggest country hits of the 60s. Here's number 5.
Mama, man of means, by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train.
That's Roger Miller and King of the Road, and it was a big hit. I think that was around 64, I believe, something like that.
Yeah.
Roger Miller, the late, great Roger Miller. Our good neighbor of the day today is Courtney Waters for being the most caring and most compassionate nurse practitioner at Maple Street Medical Center, being there for me after tough news for my husband. Not for me, but the person that wrote this. Courtney Waters will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Okay, if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. You can also go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor as well.
I think what we'll do is we can do the fact of life. What is that? What it is?
Yeah, real fact.
Okay, we'll do that later.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
It's easy just to start off of taking the macular degeneration vitamins and going on the Mediterranean diet. Those two things each cause a significant decrease in the risk of you going from the dry form of macular degeneration to the severe form, which is the wet form of macular degeneration.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Two people from Murfreesboro were taken into custody in Mount Juliet Sunday morning after a vehicle caught the attention of the city's license plate recognition system. Mount Juliet Police Department said its Guardian Shield program notified officers Sunday about a license plate that was reported stolen from Nashville in early July. Authorities say they quickly intercepted the vehicle on Lebanon Road near Lookout Drive, where they discovered evidence related to a catalytic converter theft inside the car. Police say they arrested a 31-year-old man for the theft and a 30-year-old woman who had an outstanding warrant from Rutherford County for probation violation. Fire marshals in Murfreesboro are investigating the cause of a house fire that occurred on Saturday night. Murfreesboro Fire Rescue said the crews responded to a call at 7:25 Saturday night in the 200 block of Haynes Haven Lane, where they discovered a house surrounded by heavy smoke. Flames had spread to both levels of the two-story home and the attic. Fire officials say the house's occupants were not present at the time of the incident, and no injuries were reported. The Homework Hotline is back up and running for another school year in Tennessee. It's a program that helps students who feel stuck on assignments when their teacher isn't around. According to the nonprofit, their mission is to remove barriers to high-quality after-school academic support by connecting students with teachers over the phone and using online chat. The Homework Hotline has been around for more than 30 years and offers academic support in English, French, Hindu, and Spanish. Students can call 615-298-6636. It's available from 4 to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to Talking Pets. I love that show,
Didn't Talkin' they change
Pets.
Their name?
No.
Oh.
I love that show. I wish it were on every day.
Oh, man. It'd be a great, like, midday show.
Yeah.
Do you know that that... Talking Pets program has been on since we've been talk radio.
Really?
In the early 90s, yeah. Huh. John Patch.
Now, just one day a week? Is that what
Saturdays.
Do it? Saturdays, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, it's a fun show.
Yeah, it is a fun show. But you were saying, we were talking about the problem that you're having with Skeeter right now.
The multiple personalities of Skeeter.
Yeah, and you mentioned a couple of things that you're gonna do that's gonna gonna cure the problem. We can't probably mention it on the air, but you know, do that.
But
boy,
it is a
that
couple,
boy thing, if you know what I mean.
It's a couple of things.
Yeah, yeah,
right. Right.
Yeah.
So that and that Chipper's calmed down after that too.
Yeah,
and
he's about 2 months away from that, I think.
But let's face it, he's just a puppy.
Well, yeah, and even Huey had that done before he was our dog. But when he was two, when me and Megan got married. And he was still crazy. I mean, he was just energetic, and he's always jumping. And, you know, you get home, and he's jumping on you and all that kind of stuff. But then he's now four. He's about to be five. He's calmed down a lot. Spends a lot of time.
But, I mean, he's just a friendly dog, though.
He's That's friendly.
He would bark. I think, though, his is more just a reaction, not a...
Right.
I'm going to be evil.
Correct.
You know, like
Which
Skeeter.
Which is probably what Skeeter's is. He's probably not thinking, I want to be evil.
I think he's just playing with Ladybug, the only dog that will give him. But he's playing. He's mean. Or kind of mean.
Yeah.
When he's playing. So.
Well, if you find Ladybug on the kitchen table, there's a problem.
Well, Ladybug also, yeah, she's not a big player either. But she never had a dog that would play with her when she was a puppy.
They play quite a bit. But now when she's had enough, Skeeter can't jump onto the couch yet. Mm. And so that's where Rosie stays, and that's where Ladybug goes when she wants away from him. Or she'll jump in my lap.
Well, they're probably in the couch all day then.
Ladybug, not as much. But when she's had enough, she jumps and runs away, and that's it.
Well, you know?
And there's...
Just wait.
Well, if he can ever jump on the couch, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, my in-laws have... The same breed as Huey. They have a Labradoodle who's 2 years younger. And then Megan's sister, so my sister-in-law, also has a... She's got like a Bernese mix, but it's a big dog. And they play like that, but Huey is always the one who's like, all right, I'm done with this, because he's the oldest. So he just kind of gets over it quicker.
Yeah.
But they'll bite at his neck and his ears and chase him, and he chases back, and dogs just like to play.
Yeah. Chipper likes to play. He also doesn't know when to quit. Until he's just totally worn out himself. He's just worn himself down.
But Skeeter will chase Rosie into the house, and he hasn't caught her yet, but when they all three are at the door ready to come in, he just desperately wants to play with her, and she runs and growls all the way to the couch.
Well,
and,
you know, I'm not so unhappy about Rosie getting her
comeuppance.
You know, yeah, because...
Well, she used to do that to Maggie, too.
Yeah,
and so, you know, time for her to deal with it. Get over it, Maggie.
Well, she's had to...
Rosie,
sorry.
She's had to deal with...
Rest in peace,
Maggie.
She's had to deal with Ladybug and now Skeeter. So,
but Rosie's just grumpy.
Yeah,
she's grumpy and old. I mean, she's what?
I think she's 11.
11?
I didn't realize she was that old.
Yeah, she's old. So she's grumpy and all the time. So
you need to bring them up to the station sometime, and we can actually have them up here on the show.
They're just chasing each other around on the floor. Rosie's up in one of the high bar stools.
Huey's flying out the window. Oh, Lord.
Well, that's not one of those things we can do. Some people have allergies.
Melissa, she's allergic to dogs.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. I got you. I understand.
Yeah. It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
In 1843, the typewriter was patented. 1873, the first free kindergarten in the U.S. is started. 1907, Harry Houdini escapes from chains underwater at Aquatic Park in 57 seconds. In 1951, the film American in Paris, with music by George Gershwin and starring Gene Kelly, becomes the Academy Awards Best Picture of 1952.
Smile! She should care for me.
1968, Hey Jude, the single released by the Beatles in the U.S., became the Billboard Song of the Year in 68.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
You know, that's the 10th biggest single of all time.
Doesn't surprise me.
No.
It's a good one.
In 1996, Seventh Heaven, starring Jessica Biel, debuts on the WB.
Seventh Heaven, when I see that.
And with that, we'll take a little break. Brandon Brooks is coming up. It's 6:33. You're on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Radio.
August 26th, 1953.
This could be the beginning of the end for the human race.
Paramount Pictures releases...
We know now that we can't beat their machine.
The War of the World.
Got to beat them.
It's dated 1980. Animator Tex Avery, the creator of Bugs Bunny...
What's up, Doc?
...and Daffy Duck...
Hey, now you're cooking with gas.
...died of liver cancer at age 72.
You're despicable.
And this date in 2004...
I could hardly believe it.
...Laura Branigan died of a brain aneurysm in New York.
Tell me one thing more.
She was 47.
How am I supposed to live without you?
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a sunny and warm start to the work week, starting with today with sunny skies. We'll have a high near 98. Tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low around 69. Tuesday we'll warm up to 100 with sunny skies. Tuesday night it'll be mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday, being sunny with a high near 101. Wednesday night we'll have a low around 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
Good morning. Already a couple of accidents in South Nashville. One's going to be in the 200 block of Paragon Mills Road, 100 block of Tusculum Road. That's going to be actually in Antioch, as that traffic starts to pick up with volume now on 24 going westbound and through the Antioch area, coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County towards Nashville. Whether you need a new roof, a roof inspection, or a roof repair, independent roofing specialists, they've got you covered. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS reminds you it's so important to shop at home. Let's patronize our local family businesses. This is the final weekend for Arsenic and Old Lace.
It's at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Also, that free Cowboy Shooting Club clinic is this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in nearby Wartrace, Tennessee. The Cowboy Action Shooting Clinic is absolutely free. Again, that's this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in nearby Wartrace, Tennessee. For more information, phone 615-812-7480. Also this Saturday, learn about local history. Come on over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse right here in Murfreesboro. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society will be there to talk local history. They also have free coffee and donuts. That's 9 until noon this Saturday at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street here in the borough. That's not this Saturday, but the next one, Hummingbird Day at Barfield Crescent Park. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place.
The personnel here are excellent, and they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how are you doing and what can I do to help you, and it's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
It's 6:39. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Drive safely out there today because it's a Monday, and that's always a hectic day anyway. Check all the school signs and school zones. Be careful. Watch out for kids. All that. So. I have to do that, especially on Monday. Monday's a bad day for traffic. Don't ever get a dentist appointment at 8 o'clock on a Monday in Murfreesboro.
I guess that's true.
You'll probably be late. All right, it's time for our dad joke of the day. And Dalton, he kind of rebounded toward the end of the week.
But, oh, good.
But, of course, you know, I'm the one that did the judging.
Well, if I remember correctly, his Wednesday score was pretty good, too.
Yeah, I think he went 3-4 and four or 3-4 and five or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Today is a little different deal. It's participatory.
Oh, really?
Good.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
One of the judges is going to participate. Dalton?
Uh-oh. Ah, I see how this is going to go. Dad, how do I look?
With your eyes, son.
I thought the first part of the joke that you did was really good.
That was so dumb, it just worked. I give it a 5.
Oh, so now we're going to let the judges participate when they get automatic fives. I got it. Okay, I'll go with that. 641.
CBS News Brief. Both Israel and Lebanon declaring victory after yesterday's cross-border strikes. CBS's MTS Tayyab from Tel Aviv.
The cross-border attacks were the largest and most intense exchange of fire between the Israeli military and the powerful Lebanon-based Hezbollah group since the war on Gaza began over 10 months ago.
In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky reporting several deaths in Russian strikes involving more than 100 missiles and 100 drones targeting critical infrastructure across the country. The Seattle-Tacoma Airport is still dealing with outages after an apparent cyber attack over the weekend. SeaTac Managing Director Lance Little.
This has impacted internet access to some of the airport systems, including our ability to send and receive data, including email.
Alaska Air staff sorted over 7,000 pieces of luggage by hand after a majority of passengers missed their flights. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Fire marshals in Murfreesboro are investigating the cause of a house fire that occurred on Saturday night. Murfreesboro Fire Rescue said the crews responded to a call at 7:25 Saturday night in the 200 block of Haines Haven Lane, where they discovered a house surrounded by heavy smoke. Flames had spread to both levels of the two-story home and the attic. Fire officials say the house's occupants were not present at the time of the incident, and no injuries were reported. Two people from Murfreesboro were taken into custody in Mount Juliet Sunday morning after a vehicle caught the attention of the city's license plate recognition system. Mount Juliet Police Department said its Guardian Shield program notified officers Sunday about a license plate that was reported stolen from Nashville in early July. Authorities say they quickly intercepted the vehicle on Lebanon Road near Lookout Drive, where they discovered evidence related to a catalytic converter theft inside the car. Police say they arrested a 31-year-old man for the theft and a 30-year-old woman who had an outstanding warrant from Rutherford County for probation violation. A homework hotline is back up and running for another school year in Tennessee. It's a program that helps students who feel stuck on assignments when their teacher isn't around. According to the nonprofit, their mission is to remove barriers to high-quality after-school academic support by connecting students with teachers over the phone and using online chat. The Homework Hotline has been around for more than 30 years and offers academic support in English, French, Hindu, and Spanish. Students can call 615-298-6636. It's available from 4 to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health. Healthcare.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adam's Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here. And so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information that you need. You've just received horrible news that could change your life. What should you do?
I think the first thing we think we're doing, which isn't the right thing to do, build walls around ourselves. Whenever you receive devastating news, it's hard to process. You're kind of in a twilight world where you go home and you think to yourself, now, did he just tell me that? Or did she just say I had this?
Reverend Dr. John Hinkle with Murfreesboro First Presbyterian Church.
What a lot of families do is they want to do just that, keep it between the family. What I actually believe is more helpful is to find somebody to talk to. And I find the act of talking is therapeutic in and of itself, right? Just the act of trying to get it off your shoulders, get it off your heart, and say to your friend or to a doctor or to a trained professional, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that process alone is helpful. In that moment when I'm told this information, I've lost control. And we think by holding it in, we're gaining control back, when in reality, we're just allowing the pressure of the news to collapse us. By releasing it, you're getting it all out of your system.
And that's information that you need on what to do when your news turns tragic.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. Right now, it's 6:48 here on this Monday morning. And Brian, you know, we were talking about school and it's getting started. Three lockdown threats last week. Three different places, three different counties. Doesn't seem to get any better.
It's very similar, the, you know, circumstances around it. And so there was
I'm sure it's on the WGNSradio.com website.
Well, luckily it wasn't here. I think it was Davidson, Wilson, and Robertson counties that happened in. But with social media and that kind of thing, there are just so many more outlets that you could put some ridiculous threat out there, and you have to take things seriously.
Right, right.
I remember when I was in school, there was a kid brought a gun to school, and he wasn't doing it to do anything malicious, but he did. He brought his gun to school. I think he was just trying to show off, but they locked down the whole school, and we got out of school late and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's crazy.
What happened to him? Did they suspend him?
Yes. He got suspended, and then the kid who told on him had to move because he was being threatened. So,
wow.
You know,
that's another big problem in schools,
rough,
too.
Yeah. So, that was a rough situation. But
as a former administrator, bullying is the hardest thing to find out, first of all.
Sure.
The parents, and rightfully so, get tremendously upset. And
the parents of the kids who are doing it also get upset.
It's hard to find the proper punishment for it because it can be verbal. It can be, you know, on phones. I really think that's a really hard thing for schools to have to tackle. Mm. So,
well, and some of it's even anonymous. I mean, on social media platforms and stuff like that. So, but with text and the way people communicate now, I mean, there's just so many more avenues. You know, I don't know what you do.
It's a problem that unfortunately is not going to go away anytime soon, I think. So,
yeah.
But did you ever get bullied in school? You really didn't, did you?
Not really. I may have been a bit of a bully at times.
What?
I think.
What?
but I don't think I ever really got bullied, and nothing like physical or whatever. But
you ran with a pretty good crowd of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
He was Mr. Popular.
He sounded like the bear in the Big Blue House. That was what that voice was.
He's a little jealous because he's still bitter. He got put on the second row all the time in class. He never lets me forget it either. Never does. Never, ever. You ready for some birthdays today?
You betcha.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
1910, Mother Teresa had a birthday. Yes, she was born on that day. American-born Indian nun and founder of Missionaries of Charity.
Yep.
Won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979.
You know, I always think, you think of Mother Teresa as being so much, so long before. Because you think of, like, you know, all the old saints, Saint Valentine and whatever, and you kind of put Mother Teresa in that. But she's not as old as those people are.
No, no, not
much more recent.
1906, Albert Sabin. He invented oral polio vaccine. 1917, Jan Clayton. She was an actress. She was the first mother in Lassie, the first Lassie.
Lassie, help! Brian's stuck on the floor. He coughed himself to death.
And here comes Rosie instead. She was followed by June Lockhart. They had two families that raised Lassie. Then he went to a forest ranger at the end, and he battled fires.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a Lassie historian. Macaulay Culkin was born in 1980, American actor in Home Alone, My Girl, and Richie Rich. You know, some movies got worse and worse as he went along.
It's true. Now he's either dating or married to Brenda Song.
Yeah, I saw that. She's married.
I think they're married. Yeah.
Wasn't she in Sweet Life?
She was in Sweet Life, and then she was in Social Network, and then she was in nothing else.
1970, Melissa McCarthy, comedian and actress in Mike and Molly.
For the first time in my life, I see love. I see love.
I like that show. I didn't watch it as much as,
yeah,
you know, but
I went to try and watch it recently with Megan, and it didn't hold up great.
And then that guy, of course, she went on to a great movie career.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And then the other guy was in Abishola.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then he lost a bunch of weight.
He lost a bunch of weight, and his career was over.
Now he's just on talk shows. Gosh, we're so cruel. And 1980, Chris Pine, American actor, his latest Star Trek.
And he was in Wonder Woman.
Yes, he was. Very good in Wonder Woman.
Very good.
Are you a big fan of Star Trek?
I like the movies, and I've seen all of the original. I never got into The Next Generation, which I've heard is the best one, so I don't know.
All right, today's birthdays, Larry Castelli, Dick Palmer, Rich Cartwright, Dwayne Sanford, and yesterday we had Jason Carter, Becky Johnson, Wayne Burns, Matthew Calloway, and Fred Buck.
So those are the birthdays we have for today, and picking up those Sunday birthdays, if you want to call or text those in, 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club holiday time.
Oh, we're just going into it. You may have thought it was a mistake we were talking about dogs, but it's National Dog Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We got a sunny and warm start to the work week, starting with today with sunny skies. We'll have a high near 98. Tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low around 69. Tuesday we'll warm up to 100 with sunny skies. Tuesday night it'll be mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday, being sunny with a high near 101. Wednesday night we'll have a low around 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
Tire World is excited to announce the annual At Cost Tire Sale. All passenger and light truck tire brands at cost at Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World does
doesn't put discount in their name. They put it in your pocket.
Good morning. Appears to be a minor accident tying up the 400 block of Donaldson Pike. Traffic's on the increase now. Coming down I-40 right now out of Wilson County, especially through the Mount Juliet area. It's trying to get a little bit heavier than it was 15, 20 minutes ago with some volume on 24 westbound at 840 as that traffic builds out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards the Nashville area. Hey, Nash Painting is a non-franchise painting company. Mention this ad, get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting at 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
LaGreen's Masonry is a local family business. They build quality brick mailboxes. LaGreen's Masonry has over 19 years experience, and they're A-plus rated by the BBB. Check their website, LaGreensMasonry.com.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This is Charlie Pitts, Murfreesboro Singing Barber. I want to start this thing off by getting everyone that's got a business to lower the prices. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. We need to do all we can to get the prices down for each other. And everybody all over has got real high prices, and we need to lower them. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. I'm Charlie Pitts Barber. I'm at 2528 Las Casas Pike.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, we've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. And Cordy Waters is he's good neighbor today. And we're going to celebrate her today. She's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also get your birthdays or anniversaries into us using that very same number, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
So we checked the latest in world news, national news, what's happening around the country and around the world. It's coming up for you next on the CBS World News Roundup. On WGNS, it is brought to you by the Low T Center, along with the law offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
We're going to take a break. We'll have more of the Wake Up Crew in the second hour, but first, we've got news from CBS at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Calls for calm in the Middle East.
It is incumbent on all parties to work towards de-escalation.
Post-convention jump.
The campaign saying it's broken fundraising records.
And battling mosquitoes.
Every day, I will come home with at least 4 or 5 bites.
Good morning. I'm Tammy McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup. It was an anxious weekend in the Middle East after Israel traded fire with Hezbollah in Lebanon. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We have been concerned about the conflict escalating into an all-out regional war since October 7th, and we have worked round the clock to avert that outcome.
CBS's Imtiaz Taieb in Tel Aviv has more on the cross-border escalation.
An Army spokesman said thousands of Hezbollah rocket launcher barrels in more than 40 sites were targeted, killing at least six of the Iran-backed group's fighters. Just hours later, Israel's sophisticated missile defense systems intercepted over 300 rockets, as well as military drones, launched by Hezbollah into Israeli territory. A naval vessel belonging to Israel in the eastern Mediterranean suffered damage, killing at least one soldier. Hezbollah said its strikes were in retaliation for the assassination of a top commander in Beirut last month. In a televised address last night, the group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, said the reason the strike was delayed was, in part, because of the mass mobilization of Israeli and U.S. forces in the region. Dalia Scheinlin is a political analyst and author.
It's clear that both sides are still trying to keep this semi-containment, but they both know that they are playing with fire.
Now that the Democratic convention is over, the campaigning revs up today in the presidential race with Vice President Kamala Harris in Georgia and Donald Trump in Michigan. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports Harris's campaign says she's raised $540 million since she entered the race.
New York Democratic Congressman Pat Ryan says the Harris campaign has been enjoying a surge of support.
When Kamala Harris talks about freedom, patriotism, reproductive freedom, economic freedom, freedom to breathe clean air and water, that is what folks, regardless of party, they want to believe in something.
Ryan spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham predicted enthusiasm for Harris will soon die down.
If you're waiting on Kamala Harris to come up with new policies, you're going to die waiting.
Graham was interviewed on CNN's State of the Union. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
There are still residual delays in Seattle after the airport there suffered a cyber attack over the weekend. Online check-ins and baggage were most affected. Lance Little is managing director of aviation.
This has impacted internet access to some of the airport systems, including our ability to send and receive data.
The Russian-born founder of Telegram is being held in France for questioning over alleged offenses related to the messaging app. Holly Williams has that.
Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram and thought to be worth over $15 billion, was apparently arrested at Le Bourget Airport just outside Paris shortly after touching down in his private jet. Durov is reportedly accused of failing to take action to stop the criminal use of his platform. Now, the Telegram app is encrypted, meaning that governments cannot censor or regulate it. Telegram's been criticized for allowing organized crime, terrorists, and far-right extremists to use the app.
New York's health department has announced it will begin dusk-to-dawn spraying in the city over concerns about West Nile virus. In Massachusetts, at least eight towns are considered at high risk, including parts of Boston. Bob Bishop lives in Plymouth.
Now they're closing parks from dusk to dawn and going to affect the kids' sports and everything. I really don't think it's that big of a deal and kind of an overreaction.
We learned over the weekend that Dr. Anthony Fauci was hospitalized with West Nile. Fauci is 83. He's at home now recovering. 4 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tourists were evacuated from the Grand Canyon Sunday due to flash flooding. Army National Guard helicopters were used. The body of a woman killed during a trip down the Colorado River was recovered yesterday. In Ketchikan, Alaska, a deadly landslide prompted mandatory evacuations. Emergency shelters were opened because the danger continues.
I'm really concerned for them because the weather hasn't stopped down there. It's still raining and blowing. My home in Mount Lakatla, right outside of Ketchikan, has had no power since yesterday.
One person has died. At least two others were hospitalized. Summer is back in the Midwest. With the humidity, it could feel like 105 in Chicago, 108 in Madison, Wisconsin, and 111 in Omaha, Nebraska. In Minnesota, the heat combined with the humidity didn't completely ruin weekend plans.
This is much nicer than 30 below.
Just stay hydrated and make the best of it.
There could be severe storms there later today. The heat moves east on Wednesday. A new bank rate survey finds nearly half of working Americans plan to look for a new job in the next 12 months. Still, that number is down from a year and a half ago. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
Those who are most likely to search for a new job are younger workers. That's 64% of members of Generation Z, those age 18 to 27, and 52% of millennials, 28 to 43 years of age.
Nearly 30% plan to start their own businesses in the coming year. Lake Mary, Florida wins the Little League World Series Championship. Reporter Tom Speicher has that.
Florida captures the Little League Baseball World Series title in an extra inning thriller. The boys from Lake Mary top Taiwan 2-1, scoring the winning run on a throwing error in the bottom of the eighth. Here's team mom, Michelle Anderson.
I can tell you from day one, game one in districts, we knew we were coming here. We were not afraid to talk about it this summer. We were not jinxing anything. We manifested this. We practiced hard. We worked our butts off, and we're here. We did it, and it's game over.
Tom Speicher for CBS News, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
The jersey Babe Ruth wore when he called his shot during the 1932 World Series has been sold at auction for $24 million.
And I looked down at center field, and I tore it. I said, I'm going to hit the next pitch ball right past the flagpole. Well, good Lord, must have been with me.
The jersey sparked a bidding war in Dallas that lasted more than 6 hours. The jersey is now considered the world's most valuable sports collectible. Time on the roundup, 8 minutes past the hour.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now, it's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Toots.
Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and boy, we've got a new menu item that you need to come and try, and it's the Toots Patty Melt. We have our own ground beef, grill them, put them on buttered Lewis Bakery toast with melted cheese and onions. It's unbelievable. Please come to Toots and try our new Patty Melt. You're going to just love it.
It's the American way.
So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food!
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a sunny and warm start to the work week, starting with today with sunny skies. We'll have a high 80 or 98. Tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low around 69. Tuesday we'll warm up to 100 with sunny skies. Tuesday night it'll be mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday, being sunny with a high near 101. Wednesday night we'll have a low around 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's starting to crank up now with more volume on I-24 westbound here at 840, leaving Murfreesboro around the Free County, headed towards the Antioch area. It's also picking up with more volume westbound on Vietnam Vets, right there in Conference Drive. You get all that traffic flow trying to get out of Sumner County, Hendersonville area, coming down I-40 in the Mount Juliet area, also on the increase westbound there into Hermitage. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check it out today. Order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Well, welcome into this Monday morning edition of the Wake Up Crew, hour number two, Monday, August 26th. Hey, a week from today, got a holiday, so that's going to be nice.
Well, every day is a holiday. Today is National Dog Day.
Well, it's not a holiday that you get off of work.
Well, that's fair.
So, 4-day week next week. Looking forward to that. We'll have a best of the Wake Up Crew coming up for you on Monday. But I do want to mention, boy, Monday came around so much quicker this week. You know, after two football games and a coach's show. And then quick turnaround on Sunday. And
time flies when you're having fun.
Boom. Here we are, Monday again.
That's what they say, at least.
I guess it's fun. So
time to take a week off.
We've got a lot coming up here on the show. Sunshine Nutrition Center will be along later on, and we'll also play some type of game today.
I think we're going to play Name That Tune today.
Oh, good. I like Name That Tune.
One of my favorite.
So
it's because it's the one you're the best at. never lose.
So we're going to also look at our song of the day. And this week, we are looking at the decade 1960. And this is the five biggest country hits of 1960. Coming in at number five from Roger Miller.
Mama, man of means, by no means, king of the road, third boxcar, midnight train.
So maybe we'll look at, you know, the top five hits of 1970 pop style next week or something, you know? Mm-hmm. That's just kind of... And maybe we'll go back to the years. We're just kind of...
He really likes these decades.
Offering
He's
varieties.
He's a big fan of the decades.
Well, I haven't done decades. This is the first time we've done the whole 1960s.
Oh, that's true.
So. I can't really be critical because I don't do this part, and you work hard at doing that.
I do. It's a thankless job. As you can see.
Kind of like the dad joke. It's kind of thankless.
I mean.
Although, unless Dalton's involved in it, and all of a sudden it's a five.
Well,
see, I have a little problem with that issue.
And that might be part of it. However, me and you both laughed more than we've laughed at a dad joke in a very long time.
I was just adding a little variety, something different.
You really need it because the joke wasn't good.
I don't normally laugh at all at the dad joke, even if it's a good one.
Well,
so.
I mean, those are true things that dads say, you know. I probably have said that. I'm pretty confident I have,
yeah,
actually.
The worst one was when we were kids, me and Bobby would both say, I can't see. And you would say, there's no sea on it. It's all dry land. And I didn't understand it because I was like three. I don't know what a sea is. It took me years to understand that one.
Well,
or when you'd say, cry in my hand, and then you'd smack us in the face.
Cry in your hand and then he smacked
you?
Yeah,
we'd be like
they
crying
were
or whatever.
Or whatever, you know.
He'd say, here, come cry in my hand. And if you walked up to his hand, he'd go like that and smack you in the nose.
Maybe there should have been an investigation at your house.
And it was always, I'm hungry. Hi, Hungry. I'm Dad.
Growing up was miserable.
So he did dad jokes.
Oh, yeah, this isn't new. Why do you think I'm so critical?
He's not very, he wasn't very, was he a compassionate dad?
Here, come cry in my hand.
I don't even know.
I mean, I can't see him being compassionate at all.
I don't know how to define compassion.
I don't know if I should say this on the radio, but, you know, Heather used to call him during a game.
Oh, no.
It never failed. Like, instead of saying, hey, honey, or hey, sweetie, he'd go, what?
It was always a problem if she called. I knew it.
But it was during a game. You don't call him during a game.
No.
You don't text
I've
him.
I've only ever had to do it once, and it was because I got a speeding ticket on the way to the radio station. Have and I
we
told
weren't,
this story
we
on the air?
Yeah, we weren't on the air yet. But.
I know. Could you have not waited till he got home that night?
No, I couldn't wait because I was getting a ticket.
Because
and
I was waiting,
a minor.
I was waiting on him to get here in order to run the game.
I was training.
Oh,
so
okay.
Philip was here, luckily.
Okay.
But yeah.
Those things always happen, though, it seems like during pregame. Just terrible things. If you really added up, terrible things have happened during the pregame. Or well, right before we go on the air.
And that's why I like to get there early, but it still doesn't seem to
it
matter.
Doesn't help.
No, all you're doing okay. All you're doing is creating more time for things to go wrong.
Perfect example. Last Thursday night, we're at the game. He's all set up. We've been sitting there for like, well, we got there a little later, so we're sitting there maybe 30 minutes, you know, with nothing to do, just humming on. But right before the game started, he goes, something's wrong out here. And he started pressing these buttons. I went, oh, no. Oh, no. We're fixing to have another, you know. But he got it fixed. But I don't care how early you get there.
Oh, yeah.
If something's wanting to go wrong, it'll go wrong.
Well, there were a few things I had to do at the last second right there at the end to
you
start
were not,
a stream.
You were kind of preoccupied that night.
One day, you and Rod are going to be out of the press box just talking. And then you're going to turn. And he's just going to combust. The whole press box is gone. It just blows up. The game's canceled. And you and Rod are just staring there. And like nothing happened. He's just going to explode. Just combustion.
But he's been calm. He was calm. I mean, he didn't, you know.
He has...
A season is young.
I think he's mellowed out a lot in the last few years.
Well, I think he thought I was going to leave Thursday night. I really do think he thought I was fixing to walk out.
There were extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to a little of that broadcast, and it didn't sound like – it didn't translate over the air.
I thought the broadcast went well. Yeah. I thought he did a great job. He was,
there was one thing I heard you say, like, well, I'm glad we didn't bring a third person because there's no room up here for us or something.
There was none.
Yeah. Have you ever seen on Facebook Pop Watch this older gentleman and his grandson, and he would – film him there from Texas and
no,
they would drive around. Very popular, hundreds of thousands of people who watch that. He passed away last week, Joe McRoy, at age 90, and became really famous in 2017, and looks like they've had about 7 billion views
wow.
on some of their stuff, but a lot of folks out there might recognize him. But anyway, all right, here's some sports for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note, the Yankees outscore the Rockies 10-3 with Aaron Judge hitting a pair of home runs, numbers 50 and 51 on the season. Third time in his career, he's hit the 50 home run mark in a season. New York now a game and a half up on Baltimore for first in the AL East, with the Orioles losing to the Astros 6-3 Sunday night. Alex Bregman and Yenner Diaz hitting back-to-back homers for Houston. They've got a 4.5 game lead on Seattle atop the AL West. Guardians beat the Rangers 4-2. Cleveland now has a 3-game lead atop the AL Central on both Kansas City and Minnesota. The Royals lost to the NL East leading Phillies 11-3. Twins lose to the Cardinals 3-2. Dodgers get a Mookie Betts 2-run homer in the 8th, beat the Rays 3-1. LA still 3 up on Arizona atop the NL West. Diamondbacks did keep pace with a 7-5 win over the Red Sox. Arizona has won 6 in a row. Brewers on top in the NL Central lose to the A's 4-3. USA beat Chinese Taipei 2-1 in the Little League World Series Championship.
Residents enjoy Adams Place.
At Adams Place, they have different things, entertainments, and things that you can get out and keep your mind going.
We're talking with Helen Alexander.
And that's what I like about Adam's Place. I think most, although the food, I am very blessed to be here at Adam's Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the good neighbor community. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about today. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. And we're talking all this month about chronic kidney disease. And today we're going to be talking about diet that'll help us avoid kidney disease.
Today, Kim shares ideas on how to get healthy.
Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
So is this going to be a hard diet to follow?
Well, if you value your kidneys, then not so much. Really, we're going to talk about, you know, two big things, right? And I sort of hinted at them a little bit last week when we were talking about high blood pressure, because the DASH diet is a very good diet to follow when you have chronic kidney disease. Another one is the Mediterranean diet. So those are two diets I think most people are pretty familiar with. The DASH diet, we're looking at lower, keeping our sodium intake at a 2,300 milligrams a day or less. And people are like, I don't know what 2,300 milligrams a day is. That's a teaspoon of salt the whole day. So that's not a teaspoon of salt per meal. That's the whole day, right? So again, might be reading some labels and getting a little bit of an idea of kind of what's there. You can get on your restaurant websites and they can give you an amount of sodium that's in this dish and that dish. And you can request when you go to a restaurant to get your food bland, for instance, and they'll bring it without the salt. And then you can just add your own salt at the table, which is what I would recommend people that have high blood pressure or chronic kidney disease to do that still want to be able to eat out. You can, we just need to make some adjustments, right? So the big thing with the DASH diet is going to be the sodium, but also it's going to be more of a plant-based diet. Doesn't mean that you have to go vegan or vegetarian, but we're really going to emphasize those foods that are not animal-based. So our fruits, our vegetables, I know a lot of people who have had tremendous amount of success doing it, just a complete plant-based diet. Most of the research points to, you know, 90% plant-based. So again, there's some room for chicken and things like that. If you are going to eat meat, then you're going to want to pick the lower type of purine foods that are less taxing on our kidneys. So our red meat's going to be more taxing. Our dark poultry is going to be more taxing on our kidneys. We know that there's fantastic benefits to fish because of the omega-3 content that's in there. And even some benefits that maybe we don't get in a fish oil supplement that we would get from eating the fish itself. And so not fried fish, mind you. Okay, get a nice sear, boiled, poached, baked, something like that. It's not deep fryer fish. But so those are the things that we're really going to emphasize, right? The Mediterranean diet is going to emphasize, you know, using some olive oil. Again, you're not going crazy. It's like 2 tablespoons a day of olive oil. It's going to be, again, the fatty fishes that we're going to have. We're going to really emphasize the fruits and vegetables, especially berries, because there's really great benefits and polyphenols that we're going to find in strawberries and blueberries and blackberries and those types of berries, especially over some of our more tropical fruits, for instance. And so, and then we're still going to have grains, but they're going to be whole grains, right? We're not going to have, you know, a lot of white grains, but our nice brown and nutrient-rich grains, and that's really going to be the basis. So typically, a diet for chronic kidney disease is going to be what we call low-protein diet. So that comes down to less than half of your body weight a lot of times in ounces of protein a day. Like there's a numerical formula that we use, which is 0.5 to 0.6 kilos per kilogram of body weight, which probably just made a whole lot of people's eyes fall in the back of their head. Health professionals can help you with those numbers to give you an actual number to follow. It's based upon your body weight so that we preserve your muscle mass, but you're just getting what you need to preserve that muscle mass and not extra, so we're not overtaxing those kidneys.
Now, let me be sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying low protein and low sodium, low sweeteners, I mean, not sweeteners, low salt and low protein.
Those are going to be your two biggest offenders, right? Your two biggest offenders for your kidneys are going to be protein and salt. So your biggest friends are going to be potassium. So your fruits, your vegetables and whole grains and your omega-3 type of foods are going to be the friends. Those are things that we're really going to try to emphasize in our diet.
Somebody told me once, you have enough salt in the food that you buy anyway. Just leave salt out. But it sounds like you're saying we'd be better off without any salt.
I mean, it's not a no-sodium diet, right? And you do have naturally occurring sodium in some of your vegetables and fruits and things like that. Some have very little and some have a little bit more. And like I said, you're going to get some sodium in breads and things like that. You know, in a person that has, for instance, like end-stage renal failure, then they've really got to watch the sodium a lot. And then all of a sudden, like you're looking for low-sodium bread and that type of thing. I think the biggest issue for with sodium is eating out and eating a lot of heavily processed food, because salt oftentimes is used to help keep the food on the shelf longer. It's used a lot of times to help to flavor the food. And so we just have to make better choices. It doesn't mean we can't eat this food and that food. We can still eat it, but we're just going to be a little bit lighter on the salt shaker, or we're going to pick a healthier version of that particular food.
Now, you mentioned the word bread. I've always been curious about bread. People have said, if you're on a diet, leave off the bread. Is bread good for anything? I mean, really deep down, or is it just tasty?
So my philosophy is not to tell people what they can't eat all the time, because I don't think that people are going to sustain a diet where all they're focused on is what they can't eat. My focus is going to be moderating the foods, right? Like, I'm fine if somebody eats a donut. I don't want them to eat four donuts. And they might eat four donuts if they think they can't eat them at all. But if we can fit a donut into their diet, we just move the other things around it. Okay, so most of the foods we can eat if we can moderate what it is that we're eating.
Kim, where are you located?
We have two locations here in Brunswick County. So Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Kim, thanks for joining us.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Management here is unbelievable. They make you feel like it's a big family here.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
And they help you, support you through all the trauma you have to go through. My wife passed away, and they were tremendously supportive. Like I say, it was just like family.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
That's terrific.
Discover hidden treasures at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro. Whether you're searching for stylish clothing, sturdy furniture, or even large appliances, we've got them all at prices that you'll love. But here's the best part. 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, serving over 70 families a day. Your shopping dollars go straight back into the community, making a real impact. Shop smart and give back at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
Tire World's At Cost sale is going on now. All passenger and light truck tire brands at cost at Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
TireWorld.com. doesn't put discount in their name, they put it in your pocket.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it to 7:30 Monday morning, August the 26th, episode 1478 of The Wake Up Crew.
And Dalton, yesterday, Jason Carter, Becky Johnson, Wayne Burns, Matthew Calloway, and Fred Buck had birthdays.
Really, did they?
Yeah, who had birthdays today?
Well, today, Larry Castelli, Dick Palmer, Rich Cartwright, and Dwayne Sanford all celebrated birthdays.
And
more.
Look, what happens?
You got to call them into us, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. But somebody from this list, or not added yet, is going to win some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
This is your last chance to get those in now, so call or text in now. All right, news, traffic, and weather is straight ahead.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We got a sunny and warm start to the work week, starting with today with sunny skies. We'll have a high near 98. Tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low around 69. Tuesday we'll warm up to 100 with sunny skies. Tuesday night it'll be mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday will be similar to Tuesday, being sunny with a high near 101. Wednesday night we'll have a low around 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Good morning. There's been a couple of accidents out here in the last 15, 20 minutes right now. We're just seeing a heavy traffic develop on I-40 westbound coming in from Hermitage into Donaldson. Still trying to mop up that earlier crash in the 500 block of Murfreesboro Pike there in Hermitage. That one had some injuries. Starting to get a little bit crowded now. Westbound Vietnam Fence right there at Conference Drive. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, or even a roof inspection, call these guys first. Independent Roofing Specialists. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Two people from Murfreesboro were taken into custody in Mount Juliet Sunday morning after a vehicle caught the attention of the city's license plate recognition system. Mount Juliet Police Department said its Guardian Shield program notified officers Sunday about a license plate that was reported stolen from Nashville in early July. Authorities say they quickly intercepted the vehicle on Lebanon Road near Lookout Drive, where they discovered evidence related to a catalytic converter theft inside the car. Police say they arrested a 31-year-old man for the theft and a 30-year-old woman who had an outstanding warrant from Rutherford County for probation violation. Fire marshals in Murfreesboro are investigating the cause of a house fire that occurred on Saturday night. Murfreesboro Fire Rescue said the crews responded to a call at 7:25 Saturday night in the 200 block of Haynes Haven Lane, where they discovered a house surrounded by heavy smoke. Flames had spread to both levels of the two-story home and the attic. Fire officials say the house's occupants were not present at the time of the incident, and no injuries were reported. The Homework Hotline is back up and running for another school year in Tennessee. It's a program that helps students who feel stuck on assignments when their teacher isn't around. According to the nonprofit, their mission is to remove barriers to high-quality after-school academic support by connecting students with teachers over the phone and using online chat. The Homework Hotline has been around for more than 30 years and offers academic support in English, French, Hindu, and Spanish. Students can call 615-298-6636. It's available from 4 to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
At 7:35, we continue with The Wake Up Crew, and it is time for one of our favorite games.
Name that tune.
We're going to play a tune, and you're going to name it. If you can get all 3 points, there's three chances to get a point. Either the year, the artist, or the name of the song, you can get all three. We're not really playing for
and
anything.
And if you're driving in the car, you can play at home. Just don't run off the road or anything.
Correct. Yeah. Don't pull out your phone to Google.
No
cheating. Let's get our first song.
Name that tune.
I do the same thing you told me that you never want the name. Oh, I can't remember the name of the song. It's a newer one.
I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change. Even when I knew
heard it
I
a
never
thousand
could.
Times.
Uh-huh. I can't find nobody else as good as you.
Need you to stay?
Think
is
so.
That the name of it? No, close. It is Stay by The Kid LAROI and Justin Bieber, 2022.
Justin Bieber, that's who I was thinking. I think we get a point for that.
Well, I mean,
you said Stay.
I did say it.
It was in the
that's
title.
True. All right, let's see what our next song is.
Name that tune.
I know this, so they keep playing. Maybe not.
I know. Bash. Oh, man. It's not the Barnyard Bash, but it's something like that. Berserker? I don't know. Ballroom Blitz. 1975
Ballroom
by Sweet.
Yeah, it just didn't play long enough.
Yeah.
Yep. Ballroom Blitz.
Catching it at the beginning sometimes is a little harder there.
All right. Let's see what our next song is.
Name that tune.
I think this is Katy Perry. This is Firework by Katy Perry. 2009 is my guess. 2010, Firework, Katy Perry. Next song.
Name that tune.
This is Smile by Lily Allen from 2006. I've never heard that one before.
Me either. Don't want to hear it again. Actually, you know, no.
Name that tune.
Push it real good. Salt and Pepper. 89.
87. But wow, that was
nice
the best
job.
You have ever done at Name That Tune
you
ever.
You did that immediately.
I was just breathing.
I gave you that record.
That's true.
I think you have it,
yeah. Let's see what's next.
Baby, baby.
Okay.
Name that tune.
Freddie Mercury? I don't know.
I don't know. Do you got any salt and pepper energy for
no,
this?
No, I don't.
Well, these intros are long.
It's the long intro. I know this one now. We'll let it play for just another second.
Can we at least hear somebody sing?
Apparently not. This is November Rain, 1991, Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses, long intro.
Name that tune.
Well, I haven't helped at all today.
I would do anything for you.
Yeah.
Wow. What year?
Anything for love, probably.
86.
Wow. 93.
Oh, wow.
Meatloaf, the artist there.
Oh, good old Meatloaf.
Old Meatloaf. One more.
Name that tune.
See what we got here.
She sits alone by a lamp. Oh.
Oh, man.
I can't even remember who this is.
Hey, wait a minute. Trying to find a thought of this time. Oh, gosh.
She says there's the one I love the most. I know everybody in their car knows it by now.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Let Her Cry, 1994. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie, yeah.
That's
Hootie.
It. All right, well, let's name that tune.
Only tells me where she's been.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have 4 graduate gemologists, including myself, at Bell Jewelers. That gives us the ability to appraise jewelry and give educational information. And we offer to buy customers jewelry. We can give you a trade offer or a check. That gives us the ability to buy estate jewelry from our customers. Bell Jewelers. Like my grandfather said, nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Heritage South Community Credit Union is giving back to our community. In August, we will donate $50 to the school or teacher of your choice if you're approved for a loan. Combined with our great loan specials, there's never been a better time to move your loan to Heritage South. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more. Remember, at Heritage South, we help when others won't. Only on certain loan types, restrictions apply.
Mary Ellen Evans calls Adams Place home.
So this space here at Adams Place is large enough for anybody to create the same environment they had at home. Plus, it has things like 9-foot ceilings with architectural detail. So that gives it a feeling of spaciousness. So it's a wonderful place to call home.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:42. We are wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here for this Monday morning. It's almost in the bag here for us, but we'll be back, of course, tomorrow morning for a Tuesday Wake Up Crew. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, their Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. Actually, their EV car club was the first in the state. MTE, developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Find out more at driveev.com. Want to say good morning to Courtney Waters. That's our good neighbor of the day today for being the most caring and compassionate nurse practitioner at Maple Street Medical Center. Someone wrote in to say that they were there for me after tough news for my husband. So that is Courtney Waters receiving the flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as today's good neighbor of the day. And if you'd like to send in a good neighbor nomination, just text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. We'll put you in as a good neighbor here in the coming days, weeks to come, if you want to send in your good neighbor nominations.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
So today's dad joke was participatory with Dalton. So he has a part
why
in this.
Why was I chosen?
Well, it just made more sense because it leads off with the first word, dad.
Well, you could play my dad.
Okay. Dad, how do I look?
With your eyes, son.
Replay.
The novelty has worn off.
Yes. It wore off the first time. But
you got 2 fives.
No take backsies.
I should have given it a 1.
But we need a little bit of time here real quick. Can we get a drum roll?
For what?
You'll see. In secret today, much like last Monday, we have been counting how many times you coughed during the broadcast this morning. And last week, as you were stifling your cough to make us incorrect, today you're at a whopping 18 coughs throughout the broadcast this morning.
Thank you.
So congratulations. You've beat your score from last week.
And you win.
But no one's heard it.
And you win a box of Luden's cough drops.
Ah, Luden's. They're for losers.
You ever had a fisherman's friend cough drop?
Yeah, you got to go to the fisherman's friend.
Yeah, but Luden's are kind of like my childhood cough drop, you know?
They're like candy is what they are.
They were good.
Yeah. I love cough candy.
You know, I remember getting in trouble at school for having Luden's cough drops. That's candy. You can't have those.
In my room?
I don't know. You probably confiscated them if that was the case.
It wasn't my room.
Did you just drain them yourself?
That didn't happen in my room.
Did that ever happen? Did you ever confiscate candy from a kid and then eat it?
No.
Never.
Never. I just used to go up and ask them for candy.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah.
This was younger grades, I guess, or something like that. What else have we learned on the show today?
We talked about dogs a lot.
We did. It's National Dog Day.
And we talked about, well, we covered everybody. Huey, Chipper, Rosie, Ladybug, and Mean Dog, Skeeter.
Half mean.
Half mean.
Sweet.
Half sweet.
He's like a Sour Patch Kid.
This is everybody's bark.
That's his house.
I know. Like, I can't. I could
this
not
is
imagine.
Everybody's bark. Huey, Chipper, Ladybug, Skeeter.
We purposefully, when we go, me and Megan go over to his house, we don't bring Huey anymore. Because there's too many dogs.
Yeah.
And sometimes Bobby brings her and Jeffrey's dog over.
Oh, wow.
And he's a big dog. And so we opt to leave old Huey at home.
I can't see my god dog or my grand dog. Anyway, we're out of here.
Dog-in-law.
No, stupid, silly, whatever, because it's Dog Day, so we had too much fun with Dog Day. But here is our song of the day. We're looking back at the big